Okay, good morning, everybody. So, review of Zvarim picks up, as you might expect, where she left off. The bridging of the Chet HaMeraglim and the Chet HaMa'apilim. We noted already yesterday that the presentation of the Chet HaMeraglim is distinctive in terms of not putting anything on the Meraglim per se, but Moshe Rabbeinu and the Bravanel will make much hay of this, taking blame on himself, and Klal Yisrael being held accountable for their defeatism. We mentioned within that context that the opening Rashi, that the Ne'arim were dochem es hazakenim, without any sense of reverence or hierarchy whatsoever, that is not just a separate critique, but that is part and parcel of the problem. A community with the Rav used to famously refer to as the covenantal community, a community that is predicated on emunah, is one where there's a sense of lev avos al banim, v'lev banim al avosam, a sense of reverence, and we spoke about Rambans that support that very doctrine. So it's fascinating to note within this context that in the Hemsheikh, in Revi, where the Chet HaMa'apilim is referenced, there is a Ramban on the Pasuk, Anachnu Nalev Nuchamnu Kechla Asher Tzivanu Hashem Elokeinu, with the language again of Vatazidu, of language of Mezid, of Rishos, which pervades the Ma'apilim. So the Ramban notes, V'tam Anachnu Be'atzmeinu Na'alev Nuchamnu Lo Naniach Adavar Levanenu Acharenu Kasher Amarta. We're not willing to leave it to our children. So, right, so this could be Nidrash on the one hand, you might say, okay, they don't want to expose their children to the danger, right? They're dedicated Jewish parents, better to do it themselves. But one senses, in light of the previous aliyah, that the problem really runs much, much, much beyond that, much deeper than that, which is the problem is that this generation doesn't understand at all, doesn't understand the idea of the Masorah community, the idea of one generation linking to the next. There's a gzardin that this generation can't go into the midbar. They forfeited their opportunity. And instead of orienting themselves to the next generation, to preparing the next generation, so we have what is always a calamitous recipe. Right, the idea of being dochek es hasha, the idea of trying to force one's way, whether that's the chet of the Bnei Ephraim, 30 years prior, as the Ramban references, prior to Yitzias Mitzrayim, whether that's the chet of the Ma'apilim, this is really the forerunner of all false messianism, right? The idea of trying to determine that now is the Eis Geula against the will of Hashem, and Hashem tries to help the Jewish people out. It will only result in disaster, but it is, right? That is the disaster that it engenders. And again, I think it comes down to lo niach hadavar levaneinu, right? When it's all, as we've discussed many times, it's all well and good. It's critical v'tzipisa liYeshua. On the other hand, the whole way that Yahadus has survived is avos ubanim, and the idea of trying to pass something along and trying to keep certain ideals very much alive, very real, and the understanding that it may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, may not be in our lifetime, but for our children and this generation and the Chet HaMa'apilim in general, right, they lacked an understanding of this. So what superficially, anachnu nalev nilchamnu, right, we're going to do this for our children's sake, is not for our children's sake. It helped these people's children to grow up as yisomim sooner than they would have had to have been yisomim. This is for their children. This is nothing but recklessness. Again, disguised, in this sense of bravado. So again, the Irbuvia, the Ne'arim and the Zakenim, the lack of a Masorah community is a common thread, a common motif between the Chet HaMeraglim and the Chet HaMa'apilim.